From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. More than 30 people have died in fighting Monday in eastern Ghouta outside Damascus, Syria, according to activists. Airstrikes and bombing resumed after a shaky start to a 30-day ceasefire across the country that was passed unanimously by the UN Security Council. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered a daily humanitarian pause in Moscow's airstrikes on Syrian rebels, a five-hour window to let civilians escape from clashes near Damascus. Russia's defense minister said starting Tuesday, the Russian stand-down would run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, quote, with the goal of avoiding civilian casualties. Russia has blocked a UN Security Council resolution that would have called out Iran for violating an arms embargo against Yemen's Houthi rebels. During a vote Monday, Russia wielded its veto against the British-drafted text. Bolivia joined Russia in voting against the measure, and China and Kazakhstan abstained. The council instead voted unanimously to adopt a Russian-written resolution that called for a simple one-year extension of the sanctions against Yemen. South Africa President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced a cabinet shuffle that replaces the finance minister and puts a former finance minister in charge of the country's troubled state-owned companies. Ramaphosa was sworn in this month as president. This is VOA News.